Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. In this little series of addresses, we've been thinking about the importance of our words, and our words are important. Jesus showed the ultimate importance of our words when he said that our words would be brought up at the judgment. They would be considered when we're being judged. I read from Matthew 12, from the middle of verse 34 to the end of verse 37, and I'll read those verses to you again. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. How important our words are. They indicate what is going on in our heart and mind. They indicate the direction our life is taking. I would like to take you to some words which were spoken by King Saul, and they were very sad words to have to speak in summary of his life. And we're reading from 1 Samuel chapter 26, and King Saul, the first king of Israel, started off his reign very well. But then he started to show lack of patience and eventually rebellion against the Lord. And the Lord was in the process of setting him aside and had anointed David to be king in his place. And Saul hated David, and Saul sought to kill David. And when we come to the chapter we're reading from, Saul was hunting for David. David was fleeing from place to place to hide from Saul, and Saul was hunting for David to try to kill him. So 1 Samuel 26 and verse 1. Now the Ziphites came to Saul at Gibeah, saying, "Is David not hiding in the hill Hakalah, opposite Jeshimon?" Then Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him, to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul encamped in the hill of Hakalah, which is opposite Jeshimon, by the road. But David stayed in the wilderness, and he saw that Saul came after him into the wilderness. David therefore sent out spies and understood that Saul had indeed come. So David arose and came to the place where Saul had encamped. And David saw the place where Saul lay, and Abner the son of Ner, the commander of his army. Now Saul lay within the camp, and the people encamped all around him. Then David answered and said to Ahimelech the Hittite, and to Abishai the son of Zeruiah, brother of Joab, saying, "Who will go down with me to Saul in the camp?" And Abishai said, "I will go down with you." So here these two men are creeping down silently into the camp where Saul is. So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and there Saul lay sleeping within the camp with his spear stuck in the ground by his head. And Abner and all the people lay all around him. Then Abishai said to David, "God has delivered your enemy into your hand this day. Now therefore, please let me strike him at once with the spear right to the earth, and I will not have to strike him a second time." But David said to Abishai, "Do not destroy him, for who can stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?" David was saying, he may be my enemy, but the Lord has made him king. He's the Lord's anointed, and I will not stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. David said furthermore, As the Lord lives, the Lord shall strike him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall go out to battle and perish. And that, incidentally, is what happened. He did die in battle. The Lord forbid that I should stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. But please take now the spear and the jug of water that are by his head, and let us go. So David took the spear and the jug of water by Saul's head, and they got away. And no man saw or knew or awoke, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from the Lord had fallen on them. Now David went over to the other side and stood on top of a hill afar off, a great distance being between them. And David called out to the people and said to Abner the son of Ner, saying, "Do you not answer, Abner?" Then Abner answered and said, "Who are you calling out to the king?" So David said to Abner, "Are you not a man? And who is like you in Israel? Why then have you not guarded your lord the king? For one of the people came in to destroy your lord the king. This thing that you have done is not good. As the Lord lives, you deserve to die, because you have not guarded your master, the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is and the jug of water that was by his head." Then Saul knew David's voice and said, "Is that your voice, my son David?" David said, "It is my voice, my lord, O king." And he said, "Why does my lord pursue his servant? For what have I done? Or what evil is in my hand? Now therefore, please let my lord the king hear the words of his servant. If the Lord has stirred you up against me, let him accept an offering. But if it is the children of men, may they be cursed before the Lord. For they have driven me out this day from sharing in the inheritance of the Lord, saying, 'Go serve other gods.' So now do not let my blood fall to the earth before the face of the Lord. For the king of Israel has come out to seek a flea, as when one hunts a partridge in the mountains." Then Saul said, "I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will harm you no more, because my life was precious in your eyes this day. Indeed, I have played the fool and erred exceedingly." Saul here recognized that he had made bad decisions. As I said, he had started off so well. Then he had strayed from the Lord and then disobeyed the Lord's instructions. And he sought to kill David, who was to be his successor. And eventually, Saul turned to Satan, turned to witchcraft. And he makes this statement to David this day: "Indeed, I have played the fool and erred exceedingly." What terrible words to have to use about yourself. How will it be for you? How will it be for me on the day of judgment when our words are brought up? Will we have to admit? Will it be quoted that we said and we thought about ourselves as we came toward the end of our lives? We look back over our lives and say, "Indeed, I have played the fool and have erred exceedingly." Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day when we can turn to the Lord with all our sins and all our faults and confess them and be forgiven and forsake them and be ready for the judgment. May we pay attention to the Word of God. May the Word of God have an effect on our hearts. Amen.